Evolution is very, very simple. Very simple. Goes in this sequence. Experience, learn from the experience, evolve as a result of the experience. If at stage one, we're putting out energy, reflecting our state of being, and we draw in a certain experience as a result, person, place, whatever. If at the point where we don't like the experience, we are blaming everyone else out here. It's your fault, it was Ethel in 1963, it was me mother, it's me color, it's me sexuality. What is pulling that experience in is not changing, because we're blaming everyone else for it. So what happens is, because what's going out hasn't changed, what comes back doesn't change, and we hit these cycles in our lives, and we've all had them, and all still have them, where the same things keep getting repeated. We pull in the same type of person to have a relationship with. We pull in the same situation in work. Nothing ever works in our lives. And yet, when you look at that, what that is evolutionary just running on the spot. We're not moving because we're not changing what's creating what we don't like. So it goes on and on and on. Once we take responsibility back and stop looking out here to change what's going on and look at what's reflected out there, then in the same situation we say, hold on a minute, why have I pulled this experience in? What is there to learn? What is it about me that's done this? Okay, got it. At that point, your attitude, your imagination of yourself changes. When that changes, what you resonate out changes, so you start pulling in different experiences that reflect the new vibration you're putting out and not the old one. And when you kind of get into this mode of taking responsibility back, suddenly things dramatically change. And you can evolve ever so quickly. You pull in an experience. Oh, right, what is there to learn from this? Okay, got it. Change vibration. Evolve. Pull in a different experience. What is there to learn from it? Got it. Change vibration. Evolve. And you can move along so quickly in evolutionary terms once you start to open up to that, as more and more people on this planet are, as this cycle of change unfolds. Or you can stand here forevermore blaming every bugger else for things that you're creating and we're all creating. And that's an option too, but not a very good one. So what we put out is what we get back. We are in control of our lives. No one else. We've just kidded that we're not. For instance, I hear people, you must have heard this, where people go, nothing ever happens in my life. It's a boring. It's a boring in my life. Nothing ever happens. Everything I try, nothing kind of works, you know. And then you say to them, well, what do you want to do with your life? And they go, I don't know, really. Don't know. Never thought about it. Now, I don't know, really, is actually a state of mind. Therefore, it is a vibrational frequency, and I don't know, really, goes out, and I don't know, really, comes in. Nothing ever works, because I don't know, really. If we can just focus on what we want to achieve and go with the intent, the most powerful thing we can do, what's our intent, what's our focus? This is what I want to do with my life. That intent goes out as a vibrational frequency and it will always bring towards us experiences and challenges that lead us to achieve what we want to achieve. That's where most people give up. They say, oh yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do the other, that's my intent, and the intent then draws towards us what we need to do to achieve that intent, and when it gets a bit challenging, we go, oh God, well I'd like to do it mate, but not that badly, thank you very much. And we're out of the game. So if we want to be free, and we want the world to be free, that's what our intent needs to be. And then the challenges and what we need to achieve that intent will come towards us, and then we can meet them and all this is over. Because if we keep jogging on the spot, blaming everyone else, this is going on, and it's going to go on into another cycle for a very long time. This idea that we create our own reality by resonating the energy around us by what we think and what we feel has now been scientifically shown to be provable. And what you're going to see now are what happens to particles of sand and other various particles when a sound resonates across a plate and resonates those particles in tune with the sound. Because when we think, We're not just sending out a wave which resonates the energy. We're sending out on a frequency outside of the range of human hearing. We're sending out a sound. Everything is sound. When we think a sound goes out, it resonates the energy around us to that sound. And what you're about to see are some pictures that show this happening when sound is introduced, and how sound takes random particles and turns it into astonishing form. And that's how this universe was created. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was sound. So what you're looking at here is merely particles formed into patterns by sound. They were all over the place to start with, just in random positions on the plate. As soon as the sound appears, they form into these patterns, because everything is sound, and it is sound that turns matter and energy into form. Patterns on the wings of birds and insects are all the manifestation of the sound vibrations. Every organ in our body resonates to a certain frequency. And when our thoughts and emotions and stress and the vibrations that that causes de-harmonize the vibrational state of our various parts of our body, we become ill. So we think ourselves into illness because we're affecting the vibrational state of the body. And so every time you think and feel, you're resonating a frequency which is making the energy around you resonate to the same frequency. What you give out is what you create. Here you're seeing mini galaxies just formed by particles and sound. This is how the galaxies and the universe and the solar systems were formed and continue to be held in the structure they're in through sound. If the sound changes, the matter changes, the energy changes. So when you look at what it says in texts like even the Old Testament, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was sound. And sound is everything. When you think and feel, you create in sound. This is how the heart beats at a certain resonance. All you're looking at here are interacting frequencies making a beat. And so while the frequency of the heart is at the right level, it beats in the normal number of beats a minute. But when we become stressed, we affect that frequency and the heart beats faster. And so everything is sound, even the human heartbeat and the interacting frequencies that make it happen. We've seen the galaxies, and now here are the planets forming just on a plate from particles caused by sound passing through them. This planet has a resonant frequency. It's called the Schumann cavity resonance. But basically, while that frequency holds, the planet will hold its present form. If the frequency changes, the form will change. It's the same with everything. And here you see sound being passed through iron filings and particles, and therefore creating form once again. And from these pictures, it's hardly difficult to see how the human body is formed through sound resonating energy, and how that physical form is held as long as that sound matrix is held. But once that changes, the physical body changes. So there you've seen, with stunning effect, how sound creates form, how galaxies are created, how planets are created. And all those planets, balls of particles, all those revolving galaxies were merely particles turned into that form by sound. And when you think, you create a sound and you change the world, or the world you're immediately living in. We are fundamentally in control of our lives. Here's a picture, because some of this energy that we give out, this energy that we are, can now be seen. Kirlian photography and other forms of photography can now picture the image of the energy that is actually animating our body. What is really the eternal us? And here you see someone's finger and the energy going off it. And the nature of that energy depends on what we're thinking and what we're feeling at the time. And here's some examples of how people on a psychic level and their psychic vision have seen the auras, the energy fields of people in different states of being. And indeed, if anyone's gone to some of these various spiritual and health expos and expositions around the world, they will have seen this aura photographing technology now, which can photograph the colors in the aura. And the colors change when our attitudes change. And here are different attitudes and phenomenally different colors and sequences appearing as a result of the sound and sound waves and thought waves that are generated when we change into different states of feeling. And the more we change our energy field, the more we draw in different people, different experiences, we change and we create our own reality. This is the energy field of a leaf. And what they've found is that when you cut part of a leaf away, that energy field, when you re-photograph it, holds the original blueprint shape of the leaf, even though part of it is gone. And it takes a while for that energy to reform itself into the new situation with the piece taken out of the leaf. And when people have limbs removed, of course, they feel for some time that the limb is still there. And then eventually that goes away, and that's the energy field reforming itself into the new situation as opposed to the one that was there before. So therefore, this energy that we're generating that can now be photographed and can certainly be felt when you meet someone and you say, oh, I've got bad vibes from them, or I've got good vibes from them, depending on their own state of being. This energy is the energy that creates our reality. Because it attracts to us a reflection of itself, and what that energy reflects is our inner self, our emotional, spiritual, and mental state. So when we feel fear, we attract to us fear. We attract to us what we most fear. And this is the ultimate evolutionary genius. It's what I call designer evolution. Because of this system of what we put out is what we get back, we constantly see a reflection of our inner self in our everyday life. Therefore, we can see our inner self in a physical way and learn from the experience and move on. Also, fear is the greatest block on evolution. Whatever area that we fear, that our fear relates to, is a no-go area for our evolution. Because people don't normally say, well, I fear that, I'm going to face it. They go, oh, no, thank you very much, change the subject, not going in there. So this process of drawing to us what we put out means that we have to face what we're putting out so we can face it and evolve. So when we fear something, we draw what we fear to us eventually. When we put out anger, we draw to us anger. When I was having my angry period, in the 1970s particularly, my life was a series of angry confrontations. I was working in the media and the BBC and all that stuff, and wherever I went, I was attracting angry people all the time. Even if I was in an apparently consciously calm state, my subconscious anger is still going out there and it's still pulling in angry people. Someone comes into a bar in that period and they'd had a bad day, they found me every time. And then I realized, and I started to ask a few questions, what's the common denominator of all these angry confrontations? Oh yes, it's you. So what goes on? What's causing them? Why? Started to realize, because I was angry, I was attracting anger. There was a lovely song that I came across by an American group which said, if you hold anger, guess what comes to you? A lot of very angry people do. And I certainly know that to be true. And when I've observed my own life and the lives of others, it's very obvious that what they're putting out in their state of being is creating their physical life. And there's nothing more debilitating, more controlling and limiting than the victim mentality. We're encouraged by this manipulation throughout our lives to see ourselves as victims, to blame someone else. Oh, I'm a victim. I'm in this situation because of A, B, C, D, and on it goes. And when we're in that state, we're going to stay in that state, because when you think you're a victim, the victim vibe goes out, the victim circumstance goes in. When you say, hey, I'm not a victim, I'm in control of my life, I've created these circumstances I don't like, therefore I can create circumstances I do. At that point, the victim mentality is gone. Victim circumstances stop being attracted, and suddenly people come into your life who are just the people you need to get you out of the circumstances you don't like. And if you don't realize what's happening, and most of us don't at the time, we say, oh my God, Oh, mate, I was so lucky. This fella came into my life at just the right time. This person, I couldn't believe it. Amazing luck. No. You pulled them in because your state of being had changed and you synced with what you needed to get out of that situation. We are so in control of our destiny, it's unbelievable. And yet billions are persuaded they're not, and therefore they create a very different reality. So if we're in fear, we can attract a reflection of fear. But when we emit love, we create a very different energy, therefore we create a very different reality. It's just a choice. Everything is just a choice. I keep hearing people say, oh, I had no choice, mate. I had to do it. We never have no choice. We have choices we like to make, choices we'd rather not make, but we never have no choice. It's a cop-out. And some people find it very difficult to take this on because it's much easier in their own mind to blame someone for what happens in our lives. Much more of a challenge to say, hey, I've created this. I'm responsible for it. But when you do, you stop creating what you don't like and you start creating what you do.